ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're back on the record at 10:10 a.m. on November the 14th, 2012. Marcus Pito is on the stand as a witness. We're right in the midst of Mr. Bengayan's cross-examination of Mr. Pito. Mr. Bengayan, you may proceed with your cross-examination.
I thought it was Mr. Pito.
No, still. Do you have any other questions to ask, Mr. Pito?
I would like to ask if my general manager could ask, he asked me if he could ask a question to Mr. Pito.
I'm only going to have one person represent J&B.
Yes,
okay, he's there as an institutional representative.
Yes.
I'd ask you, okay, we're just going to keep one questioner, so to speak, just like DOE has one lawyer. In this case, so I'm going to deny your request, Mr. Bengayan, but
okay.
He can ask. You
but
can
you
ask
can
the
ask
question,
the question
for him.
You can ask the question.
Okay, my question is this. Mr. Pito, you said you are not there at the bid processing, during the bid, and then you are the one. You said you evaluate, you did the evaluation based on the abstract of the bid. Did you see the did you use this evaluate to consider on your evaluation this note on the abstract that no submittal of certificate?
For the record, Ms. Morgana is pointing to protester exhibit A. Please proceed.
When Mr. Perez asked me what did I use, did I use the presence of C31, C13, and C51, and in determining the responsiveness of the bids. And I did, because that is a significant portion of the bid, which you stated, that bidders must submit their certificates from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board. I evaluated that, and I evaluated the presence of other documents. There are affidavits that are required to be submitted. And also, after those are deemed to be present in the bids, then I look at the bid prices. So that's the process.
How could afford to disregard the major requirement on your spec, which is to submit the certificate from the contractor's board license, and which is a major factor in evaluating your bid for award?
Yes, I looked at JRN's bid, and they have submitted their certificate from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board.
Are you sure certificate or license? Did they submit certificate or did they submit license?
The certificate of license is in their bid. I read from it earlier in my testimony.
Thus, the one that you saw in the license is showing that they have a record at the contractor's board license. That's not a certificate. That's a contractor's board license.
Okay, Mr. Bengayan, like I said, you will have the opportunity to make your arguments during closing. This is where you ask Mr. Pito a question if you have one.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I don't have any. He acknowledged that.
Okay, well, you can argue what he acknowledged, Jeff, any during your closing. Okay. You had some rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Please proceed based on your
May
request.
May I show the witness a document? This is JMB's exhibit A.
Okay.
Mr. Pito, if you look at JRN's, the line that that says JRN.
Yes.
And in that bid abstract, that is the bid abstract, right?
That's correct.
And is there anywhere under JRN's section there that disqualified them from participation in the bid process of IFB 26-2012?
No.
No?
No. If they would be disqualified, it would show similar to, if you look at page one of this Exhibit A, Golden Bay Inc. on page one of this abstract of bidders was rejected for not submitting a document.
And that would have been done during the bid opening?
That's correct.
Okay. And JRN was not disqualified at the bid opening?
No, they were not.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Hi, Mr. Lingai, do you have any other questions?
It might lead to a argument again, my question, because see, on this one, when they opened the bid of JRN, I questioned already not to read it, but the moderator requested just to read, and later on they will clarify this one. So because they are begging to read, to continue, I just let it go.
I'm not sure I understand.
When you say moderator, are you talking about Albert Gert?
Albert.
Because
yes.
There was a male and a female, you say.
Albert.
From DOE who did.
Albert.
Okay, so the male did that,
male.
Correct? Okay. Okay, noted, Mr. Bengayan. Do you have any other questions?
No more.
Okay.
I have a question. If you could turn to tab A, exhibit A, tab A. Mr. Peter, I will read it since it's not before you. This is a memorandum dated October 23rd, 2012. Mr. Parrish, you had originally submitted
Tab 8.
Okay.
Sorry.
Procurement
Records. Yes. DOE Bates number 122. From Buyer Supervisor 2, I take that to be Albert G. Garcia. And then to Supply Management Administrator, I take that to be you, Mr. Pito. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm reading the last paragraph, okay, and I'm just trying to seek some clarification. J&B Modern Tech and Agbayani Construction Corporation have submitted a form, comma, no form number, comma, from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board with their bid. JRN AC and Refrigeration and Global Food Services did not. However, after further clarification from the GLCB, I think that stands for Guam Contractors Licensing Board, they state that the license certificate may have their certificate number, but does not state if they have a complaint on file. This section depends on, I'm not sure, on agency, what is acceptable. Furthermore, the classification for the AC is C40-5S. Therefore, submittal of their contractor's license should be considered sufficient documentation, since the form in question only questions if there is a complaint on file or not, and that all qualifying bidders had submitted with their bids stating on their license C13, C40, and C51. I know that's a lot to read, so I'm going to now give this to you, Mr. Pito. Okay, thank you, what I just read. My question to you is, mm-hmm. Were there any concerns when you read this? Oh, and how did you, if there were, how did you alleviate the concerns?
When I read this particular section?
Yes.
Yeah, I spoke to Mr. Garcia in his presentation to me of the analysis and recommendation of this page, GDOE Bait Stamp 00122. And in what it says here, JMB Modern Tech and Ag Bionic Construction, they submitted a form, and the title of that form was it's a validation or a certification. I think it's a validation of license. It's if I recollect correctly, it is a letter from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board that states if there's any complaints against that particular contractor. And so JMB and Ike Biani both submitted such a letter.
Okay.
There's no form number to it.
Oh, is that what it means? No
right.
Form. Okay.
Right. And so generally when government entities submit or award certificates, there's a form number or some form of sequential numbering to those certificates as they award those out to whoever's applying. These letters have no form number on them. And so the clarification was sought from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, what constitutes a certificate of license?
I see, okay.
And so the response came back was these validations of certificate are not the certificate, but it's up to the agency what you are requiring to make that determination. And going back to 2.4.1, we required a submittal of the Guam contractor's license. Whether it's a certificate or is it a license, I think we understand it's the same thing. So that's where that clarification comes in here. And the others did not submit that validation or whatever it's called.
Or would this be something similar to if you had, as an elected official, I had to go to the court and Guam Police Department to get a police clearance? Would that be?
That's correct. That's correct. And it's not your. You have to submit certain things to be, deemed not a criminal or something like that. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a proper business license. It's
right.
Just as you're not a criminal.
Okay.
Right.
So you did understand what, because when I read this, I did not understand it, and thank you for that clarification. Mm-hmm. So if I to rephrase what you just said was that JB Modern Tech and Construction submitted something over and above.
That's correct, which wasn't required.
Which was not required.
That's correct.
Okay, but to the best of your knowledge, did JRN submit its contractor's license that was shown to you earlier? To the best of your knowledge, was that part of the bid?
That's correct.
Okay.
Part
of their submission.
Right.
Okay. So based on that clarification, you deemed JRN to be responsive.
That's correct.
Because why was it deemed responsive in your own words?
They have submitted all the required documents before we even reach to the evaluation of prices.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of questions. Now, this verification of license, which JMB submitted, and Abangani Construction submitted, you state is that required by the IFP?
No. On 2.4.1, it says bidders must submit C-13 and C-51 certification. from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board. Okay. It doesn't say that a verification of license is required.
So DOE interprets the IFB language, which you just quoted, 2.4.1, to simply require the contractor's license itself. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And there are... I know you reviewed Exhibit A that the that was provided by the protester, Mr. McGuire, and then you also reviewed the abstract of bids,
Exhibit 6,
which was Exhibit 6. And I know you don't have that in front of you, but I'm just going to give you my copy for the record of Exhibit 6 out of the procurement file. Can you just take a minute or two, Mr. Pito, to go through the three or four pages of each document?
And compare them.
Compare them? Visually? Have you had the opportunity to look at the three or four pages at this point? Now, I know that, of course, they're not the same paper size, but that difference aside, is the content of Exhibit 6 the same as Exhibit number, or Exhibit A?
It appears they are not the same.
Would it be fair to say that at least one of the differences is the difference in the signatures of the procurement officials who signed Exhibit A and Exhibit 6?
Signatures of the procurement officials?
Yes. For example, if you look at page 2, and you look at the signatures next to the on the bidders column, the signatures are that appear next to the bidders, the names of the bidders, or the bid submitted, are those the same? They appear to just be signatures of the initials.
I don't understand what.
Here.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We can go to page 1 of Exhibit 6.
This is page two.
And we'll look at the bidders column. And I believe that's Golden Bay Inc. No signature appears in that bidders column next to Golden Bay Inc. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, we'll go to page 2. And we look at JMB Modern Tech. Do you see that there is a signature next to JMB Modern Tech's name?
Yeah, it looks like perhaps initials, maybe.
Yeah. Now, at least in JMB's case, there's no difference that appears. It looks like the same signature in Exhibit 6 and Exhibit A. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then
Who? Do you know who makes those signatures or makes those initials?
I believe these would be the procurement officers that were in attendance.
Okay. We go to page 3. Mm-hmm. On exhibit 6 and exhibit A, are those signatures next to GFS food and AC air conditioner the same?
Yeah. I think I'll take a step back. Probably the best person to ask would be Mr. Albert Garcia, who is in attendance of this.
Okay, so you can't tell, at least on page 3, whether or not those are the same signatures.
That's correct, right? Yeah.
Okay. And then going back to page 2, mm-hmm. on exhibit A, under J&B Modern Tech bid submittal, when you look at the acceptance column, are there any differences there?
Yes, in I believe it's exhibit A, J&B's exhibit A, there's a notation. I believe it says, acknowledge receipt of verification of license, but in, I believe this is DOE's Exhibit 6?
Yes, that's correct.
It does not have that indication under acceptance.
Okay, do you have any knowledge as to what the cause of that difference between exhibits is, by any chance?
I don't have knowledge of why that is.
All right.
That would be a good question for Mr. Albert Garcia.
Okay. Questions we've had concerning the differences. But you don't really know how that anomaly, so to speak, between Exhibit A and Exhibit 6 occurred.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Okay, I have no further questions. Do the parties have any questions as a result of Ms. Brooks or my questions of the witness?
No.
None? Okay. Mr. Pino, it looks like this time you're really excused. I'm going to ask you once again not to discuss your testimony with any of the other parties or the attorneys until this matter is concluded. And please take your seat.
Okay.
Mr. Paris, do you have any other witnesses to call?
Yes. May I call Albert Garcia?
Okay. Now, just for the record, that particular witness, you weren't planning to call him originally, were you?
No.
That's called pursuant to the OPA's authority to request and question, or basically request the presence of government employees in deciding procurement protests and procurement appeals in general. Okay. All right. So if we call Mr. Garcia.
He's coming. Okay.
Do we need a 5-minute recess before he gets here?
Your copy. The letter.
That's this. Thank you.
As we're waiting for Mr. Garcia, we're going to go off the record. It is 10:34. We're off the record.